This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Well, I think you've probably already heard the news that Ron Gardenhire reportedly will return as the manager for the Minnesota Twins for the next 2 years, 2014 and 2015. But there is a press conference scheduled at 2:30, and that's kind of a, you know, that's the scheduled start time for the press conference that's going to involve reportedly Jim Polad, Terry Ryan, Ron Gardenhire, and others with the Minnesota Twins to announce that Ron Gardenhire will be back to manage the Twins for the next couple of years. We are going to carry that press conference right here during the Mike McFeely Show at 2:30, and we'll stick with it for a while. I want to find out. I hope the first question that somebody asks is why. Just so we can get that out of the way, what is compelling the Twins to bring back Ron Gardenhire and get the answer right away, get out of it, and then we can move on with the show. But we'll stick with it long enough so that we can hopefully find out why, what the decision-making was behind bringing back Ron Gardenhire. But we'll go to that at 2:30 or 2:35 or so whenever it starts, and we'll keep it for 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll move along. Before we get to that, though, there was all kinds of great football over the weekend, right? And by the way, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show on this Monday afternoon. All kinds of great football over the weekend. The Bison played a great game down in South Dakota. The Vikings actually won a game over in London. High school football, I think, Pinto, you covered a game on Friday night when some kid ran for 7,233,000 yards or something, wasn't it?
I was down in Wapiton, but that was here in Fargo.
Oh, the Fargo South game.
Yeah, some kid from Bismarck ran for 420,000 yards.
So all kinds of great football going on over the weekend. Something that did not and should not and will not slip under the radar for great football over the weekend involved the Concordia Cobbers football team, that great school with great tradition on the south side of Moorhead. The Cobbers beat St. John's, and that is the big rivalry for the Cobbers. And the Cobbers beat the Johnnies for the second straight year, which is even better. First time they've done that since like 1980 or something. To talk more about it, I want to bring in the head coach of the Concordia College football team and congratulate him and ask him where his team now can go from here. Let's bring in Terry Horan, head football coach at Concordia College in Moorhead. Hello, Coach Horan. Congratulations on what is always a satisfying victory over the hated Johnnies. Way to go.
Well, appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for having us on, and yeah, it was certainly a great victory, and just really proud of our young men. They really stepped up and played really well.
24-14 was the final. St. John's was ranked number 21 in the country in Division III. And what made me really sit up as I was following the scores on Twitter, Jim Stella tweeting out updates and everything else, was that the prior week, St. John's beat St. Thomas, right? And St. Thomas, we all know, that's a heck of a program in the MIAC and in Division III. Does that make it even more special knowing that the Johnnies, Terry, have a pretty good team if they beat St. Thomas?
Well, they certainly do. You know, and St. Thomas was ranked number 2 in the country and certainly a program that is very good, and they got a lot of returning kids from last year's team. And St. John's went into St. Thomas and really did a nice job. You know, St. Thomas did have 5 turnovers, which certainly helped, but St. John's had a really good game plan, played well. So, you know, it shows to everybody in the league that on any given day they can be had, and we were just we were happy to get down there after a game like that because of the emotions that go into a rivalry game like the Johnnies and the Tommies have. You know, I thought it was a great time to play St. John's.
That's what we call it, a trap game, I believe, in the business, do we not? For the Johnnies, it could be looked at as a trap game for them. But that's not taking anything away from you guys. You guys went down to St. John's, a crowd of, I think, almost 11,000 people in a great setting, by the way. St. John's is a terrific setting for a college football game in late September. Give us the quick rundown of the game, Terry. Who are your stars? What was the key to the game?
Well, first of all, it is a great setting, and, you know, it was kind of interesting. It poured rain all the way down there and right up until kickoff, and then the fans started coming in, and 11,000 fans, and we quieted them pretty quick. We had two quick scores, and we had 2 touchdowns within the first 5 minutes of the game, and just, incredible catch by by John Bounty to go up 7-0. Then our defense comes out, gets a 3-and-out. We get another short field, and, you know, we're on the board pretty quick. But, you know, the keys of the game, and we just found out, key players of the game, we just found out that Griffin Neal was named the offensive player of the week, and a young man out of Fargo South who just was in total control of that game and was really, it was probably his best game thus far as a Cobber, and really proud of his efforts and not only throwing the football, but just, steering our ship. Just amazing, amazing effort. And he had some great targets. I mean, we threw the ball pretty well. John Bounty had some great grabs. Our transfer in Brandon Zylstra had probably one of the best catches that I've seen. Well, both those guys, Bounty and Zylstra, had two catches that you don't even see on Sundays, and they were amazing. And we scored right before halftime to go up 21-7. And I've been in those games before where St. John's has always scored right before half, kind of bring momentum into the halftime. But this time it was us, and it was just one whale of a catch. And then our defense just played extremely well. We had two big picks on two scoring drives, and probably the key one was start the second half. And it was the same scenario we had the week prior against St. Olaf, where St. Olaf marched the field on us, first possession in the second half, scored, gained momentum, and made it a football game. Well, we were in the exact same scenario, and we bent a little bit, but then Kenyon O'Brien stepped in front of an out route and picked it off on their sideline and kind of took the wind out of their sails. We were able to run it out. I mean, we did fumble on the 2-yard line going in the fourth quarter that could have put us up 31-7, and that was unfortunate. We had a chance to really put the nail in the coffin, and those are, you know, things that you got to learn from and continue to grow from. But yeah, it was just it was such a great day. Four quarters worth of, you know, three phases of football that we were pretty flawless in, other than, you know, a couple fumbles.
I think it's all great coaching. I think it all goes back to the head coach. I think that's where the Cobbers begin and end right there. Terry Horan, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. Now, you guys have a week off, I believe, Terry, right? You have a bye week, and then you come back and play Bethel in a couple of weeks. And I was going to ask you, were your kids chanting, "Bring on the Tommies," after beating St. John's? But I know that Bethel is pretty darn good too, right?
Bethel is really good, and they're number 8 in the country right now, and St. Thomas is 13, I believe, and we just moved up to 23, and our league is really strong. I mean, this is far from over. It's still early, obviously, but it's nice to have a bye week right now. And I always get the question, you know, is there ever a good time for a bye week? And I think it is for us, you know, coming off of St. John's, which is our natural rival and an emotional game. And we've got a few of our horses that are dinged up. Luke Goda hasn't played in 2 weeks, and we'll hope to get him back by Bethel, but give him another week to rest, and then gives us another week to prepare for Bethel too, and we're going to need it. They've got a nice team. They play Augsburg this weekend. Augsburg's undefeated, and Augsburg's been receiving votes as well. So, I mean, we have a long way to go here, and the old coach's cliche of taking it one at a time is so true here.
The Bethel game, is that here in Moorhead, and is that going to be homecoming weekend?
It is. It's homecoming weekend, October 12th, and everybody probably remembers the snafu that we had down there where a win was just kind of taken out of our hands.
Mm-hmm,
And I know our young men are really looking forward to the game, but we just got to get better, and there's still plenty of room for improvement, but certainly we love where we're sitting right now.
Well, and it's the reason I brought that up is that it's going to be a big crowd at the Jake. I know it's a couple weeks away, but you're going to have a big crowd there. You're going to have a lot of the folks back for homecoming. It's going to be a great atmosphere on October 12th before you guys play Bethel, because it's going to be a great football game. It's going to be two really good Division III football teams going at it. So that's going to be a fun one for the football fans around Fargo-Moorhead to go check out that weekend.
No question about it. Homecoming around here is always pretty special, and we always get great crowds. But now you throw Bethel on top of it, and it'll be an amazing day. And like you said, two really good Division III football programs, and just a great style of football on both sides. And it'll be wonderful.
All right, Terry. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Again, congratulations on a fun victory. I know a lot of people, they know about the history of Concordia, and they know that you guys do things the right way over there. But I think when I saw that you beat St. John's for 2 years in a row, I think me and a lot of other people kind of went, oh, okay, this is going to be a fun year to watch Concordia this year. So congratulations.
Well, we appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for having us on. And, you know, we hope to continue our ways down the road here.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Terry Horan, the head football coach at Concordia College in Moorhead.